Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. About motivation.
Yes. What motivates you, May?
Well, there are lots of things that motivate me, but it doesn't quite get me through a project, so I think that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. So, Joy, what happened in your creative week?
Oh, so I actually watched a tutorial. Sometimes when I start doing things on Photoshop, I start looking for how to do it, and then the process takes me off on a rabbit trail. But I watched a Flern tutorial, and for anyone who has never heard of Flern, I highly recommend it. I can't remember the guy's actual name. I really should have looked that up, but it's Flern with a PH. So, you know, Photoshop and learn, you learn Photoshop.
Oh.
Yes, I know, and he's just great. Like, he explains things very well. Now, sometimes he does things with the tool, and I'm like, wait a second, and I pause it, and I go to do it, and it doesn't come out the same way. I'm like, what did he do that I'm not doing? Because I think I'm doing the same thing. But anyway, if you are interested in that sort of thing, learning more that you can do with Photoshop and things like that, the one I watched was he was turning a logo. Well, at first he made the logo, but then he made it 3D, and it was just super cool to see all that you can do with that, and he made it look super easy. So anyway, he's on YouTube and has a website. So I thought that was pretty cool. So what about you? What have you done creative for the week?
Oh, man. This week, I loved this week. Can I just say that I loved this week creatively? Like, it was just, it was one of those weeks that, like, you didn't plan to work on a particular thing, but your right brain is just like, nope, we're working on this week. So that kind of happened to me. And it really, you know, it wasn't a ton. But I did flesh out the sequel to the book that I'm writing. Which,
so exciting.
I haven't finished the revisions for that. But my right brain really likes the sequel to it. So that's going to happen. But this book is going to get written. And then I will draft the second one. And it is a concept that is beautiful and scary to me. And I am really excited to work on it. We had actually a listener who asked us a question about our motivations, like how do we keep it and where do we find it and that sort of thing. So Joy and I wanted to address that. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
To the listener who asked the question, gave us a little bit of an idea of how we can help you guys. And so we're going to try to do that today, at least from the QWERTY perspective, because, you know, everybody's different. So we'll tell you about us, and hopefully that you can pick up some things that will help you in your creative walk. So let's get started.
Or I guess we want to say a little bit of the intro of that it comes down to not necessarily motivation. Maybe that's not quite the right word. What it came down to for us was a shift in mindset to do or do not. There is no try to, use that little quote from our little green friend. And the process to get there is one of determination, maybe more than motivation. And we'll explain kind of what we mean by that.
Yeah. I think motivation gets you started. It has its place. It's necessary. Motivation gets you started. It gets you your butt in the chair or your hand on the brush or yourself at the grocery store. It also can even lead to things like research. If you've never done a particular medium before in the creative world, it can lead you to research. It can lead you to mentors, all kinds of, it can lead you to art class. Mm-hmm. But that is only going to get you so far. It's the determination to continue. And when I mean determination, what I mean is this internal drill sergeant? No, that's the wrong word.
It's the right word for me.
Well, mine is like a governess from a Regency book. Or a grandma that speaks truth, you know, like blunt truth into your life. That's mine. So I'll tell my story, and then you tell your drill sergeant story. And yeah. So people can see the difference, where it's basically the same thing, but it's whatever resonates with the individual. So my situation is that I had a lot of fear, which we talked about in episode 5 and how I was dealing with fear. So I'm coming out of this fearful place and I'm wondering what else, you know, what can I do now? So all of these good things were coming out of writing, but yet I was having trouble making it a consistent part of my life. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. So what I was wondering is if I adored it because of the way that it was helping me heal, or if I adored it on a career level, you know, like a professional level. So is it something that I even needed to take into a professional realm in order for me to appreciate it? So one night, kind of hanging out, you know, and I'm not writing. And I wanted to be writing. There was the shame and there was the guilt and all of the stuff of not writing. And I'm like, okay, May, what do you want to be? Like, really and truly, what do you want to be? And I'm going to ask you this question. I'm telling myself this.
So, we talk to ourselves.
I'm going to ask you this question, but I'm also going to give you permission to say, I don't want to be an author for a career. And when I did that, the writer part of me kind of bucked and hated that idea. You know, it was like, what? You're not gonna keep me? When I felt that pullback, that bucking of my heart, I guess, about not pursuing that anymore, I kind of had my answer at that point in time. It was like, it was like confirmation that I was doing the right thing. And at that point in time, when I realized that writing was something that I really, truly wanted to do, and I wanted to make it a career, I had less of a problem keeping with consistency.
Yeah.
So that was my governess, my little Regency governess was like, so darling, what do you want to be? And it was her sweet cadence and British accent that made me realize that I wanted to be a writer, and which led to consistency. So that's my story. Joy, what's yours?
Okay, so mine is almost the same except for the voice. Okay, so I have a little bit more of a drill instructor voice in my head, apparently. And so, you know, with me, it was very much all the same things. We talked a little bit about our background and how we kind of got to this point in our intro episode, so I won't go into all that again, but it was very much, you know, I had stops and starts, and it was very much a decision. I had to make a decision. Am I really going to pursue this seriously or not? And so the Jillian Michaels kind of fitness instructor, drill instructor voice came into my head and was like, do you want this or not? And so that is my question. And that in that voice that I use every time that I just want to quit or just want to not do something that day or, you know, whatever. Do you want this or not? And if I do, then I have to work for it. So that's mine.
You're so mean to you.
I know. I'm very mean. But it works for me.
It does. Okay, so I guess that's kind of where we start, is as far as motivation. Do you want this or not? Or what do you want to be? And you give yourself the chance to say, not a writer.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's interesting that we both have this, and we both came to these points separately, but we each have, like, I mean, it's the same thing. We're asking the same question, just in a different way. And so I feel like that could be something that helps other people, is if you can find that thing, what is that thing, that question, that mantra, that whatever it is for you that gets you over that little hump of, okay, I don't know that I want to keep doing this. I can't, this is hard. Like all those things that we talked about earlier, you know, it's hard. There's no easy button to becoming a published author. There's no easy button for taking your, whatever your passion is, whatever your creative passion is, whether it's writing or something else, taking that and transforming it into something that can actually be financially beneficial, or, you know, something that can even replace your career one day. You know, if you're taking that mind shift, you've got to come up with something that's going to be more than just something external that you have no control over, that is going to be here one second and not the next. And I think that that's really what we were getting to with the difference, or kind of a change in understanding, I think, of motivation and determination. I want to see, you know, who needs the drill instructor and who prefers the governess. I mean, I'm very curious about that. Or it could be something completely different. Maybe it's like a, you know, surfer dude coach who's like, man, you just need to do this. You know, I don't know. I'm
super
curious.
Supportive.
I kind of like the surfer dude idea now. Can I change mine?
I don't think the surfer dude's going to be enough for you.
Yeah, it's not.
You might need, like, oh goodness, who's worse? You need like Gordon Ramsay.
Oh yes. Yes.
Like that one.
I like him.
Oh, an accent and a drill sergeant all in one.
There you go. There you go. Or Robert Irvine. Either one of them would work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll take that. Yeah. I guess mine is more Jane Eyre.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't know. Is it Mary Poppins?
Yes.
And that's not Regency, but still Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins or Jane Eyre. Okay.
Love me some Mary Poppins. Okay. So you just kind of have to get to a moment. And if you're not at that moment, don't beat yourself up about that, because it's a process. But if you have had that moment and you haven't made a decision yet, then, you know, do so.
Yeah.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Exactly.
I feel like there, from my observations, I feel like there are three different types of motivation. And the first one is temporary motivation. And my definition of temporary motivation is motivation with an external stimulus. So this is a really good type of motivation that is a jumping off point. It kind of gets you going. It gets your butt in the chair, or, you know, whatever. And it is going to work for a little bit, okay? But it's not going to stay forever. So some examples of temporary motivation are like creative friends. So maybe you get into this group of friends and they all like to knit or something. And so you guys go, you do a weekly knitting club or something like that. And then, you know, maybe some people move away, or they decide that they're not going to knit anymore and they're going to do something else. Or they aren't your friends anymore. So you stop your creative endeavor. That's kind of the temporary aspect of motivations, but it got you doing something. So it's still technically motivation, right? Another thing that could be temporary motivation is accomplishments. So the funny thing about accomplishments is that they have an expiration date. So if you achieve an accomplishment, then immediately that goal is gone, and you have to work to achieve another accomplishment. So expiration date. While you're feeling like you're on the top of the world after achieving an accomplishment, we encourage you to keep working. Mm-hmm. Another temporary motivation is your reputation. So reputations can come and go. Let's just go ahead and talk to our friend Taylor Swift about that. They're fragile and temporary. I know I made a joke. Okay, so reputation, real talk. So everybody's not going to like us, and it will crush our souls for a while, and then we'll remember who we are and we'll get back up. But you have to know the truth of yourself to use that as a pull bar to get you out of the pit, you know?
Yeah.
So the next type of motivation is permanent motivation. And this, to me, is the key to longevity. So permanent motivation, in a May definition, is motivation without external stimulus. So something that's deep inside of you. You can start with temporary motivation like that, use that as the blaze. But along the way, you have to grow to know yourself, because when the blaze dies out, all you have is you.
Yeah.
So some examples of permanent motivation and how it can be warped, because permanent motivation can also turn into a negative thing. So curiosity is a permanent motivation. The idea that that you just need to know things can be really motivating, but it can also be overused, and it can turn into procrastination with all of the knowledge gathering of things that are not pertinent to what you're doing. Go see episode 1 for that. Just, you know, refer to that. Another permanent motivation could be your soul cry. Or, you know, I kind of alternate soul cry and heart cry, because I just think they're really romantic ideas, and I like romance. So,
and see, and I'm over here thinking battle cry, you know, like we see romance, and I'm just like, you know.
Each other, though, because there's still a cry in there.
Exactly.
So our soul cry can be warped in a way that can be drowned out by everyday responsibilities if we don't set a precedent to heed it. So basically, we need to continuously hold our creative conch shell to our ear and try to hear the ocean, okay? Another permanent motivation can be your goals. And here's the thing about goals. It's our dreams that's paired with action. And without the action, it's just a dream. So you got to put those two things together.
Yeah.
So that is permanent motivation. That's what we want right there. And that's the thing that's going to continuously keep us going back to join in with our determination. And we're... Hi, I guess I heard a puppy.
Yes, it's one of our puppies. Shaking.
So, okay, finally, because the timer's about to run out, we have do-it-yourself motivation. And again, I totally made this up. So DIY motivation, this May definition is motivation that you have to cultivate because you just ain't feeling it, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that that might be where our listener friend was whenever she was asking this question. She just ain't feeling it, okay?
And we all have those nights and days and weeks and months.
Don't we? So, this type of motivation is if you have been hurt, if you've been beat down by yourself or someone outside of yourself, if you are not productive right now and you're remembering the good old days of when you were young and spry and well-rested and, well, mostly productive, that's where do-it-yourself motivation and a little bit of gumption can come in. So here are some ways that do-it-yourself motivation can create your own motivation until you start figuring some things out about yourself. Okay. First of all, you can finish something. And I know I think I've said that before, but it really does do a lot for you.
It does.
Pick a project, any project, and discover what it feels like to finish something. Mm-hmm. I think shorter projects are really good for this one, because if you decide to finish your novel and you're just on like chapter 2, that one's going to take a little while to motivate you, my friend. Ooh, our timer happened. I have just a couple of things to say.
Yeah.
Where we get into our QWERTY challenge. And so finish something. So try a short story or a very small painting or just an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre.
An amuse-bouche, if you will.
My other suggestion is to stop something. So if there is a project that is giving you irreconcilable grief, honey, let that go. You don't need that in your life, okay? So it also works for people.
It's true.
I am not a therapist, nor is Joy. We are not suggesting that you end relationships without, you know, forethought. Okay, so stop something. If there is a project that is just eating you alive, it's okay to say you're done with that and move on to something else. The other suggestion for DIY motivation is to make something else. So if you're feeling weighed down by one creative endeavor, try another one, something that's out of the ordinary. So just swap on over to crocheting if knitting is not your thing, or if you're going to pottery. And, you know, like, so for writers, it's a little bit easier because we're using the same skills, you know, writing, but we could switch from a novel to flash fiction or to poetry, or we could try our hand at
creative nonfiction.
Yeah. So we can
or
just,
you can just journal for a bit. And you know, that was a huge thing for me. So that's a whole other topic, but that could actually spur you on with some of your fiction projects. You might be surprised.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those are really great suggestions, Jordan. So that's all I have for motivation. There's three things. We've got our temporary motivation, our permanent motivation, and if you really need a kick in the butt, you got to do it yourself.
So, there you go.
So that's what I got. All right, and that is more than time for the QWERTY challenge.
Yeah. So
y'all needed to know. I had to tell you.
You're good.
All right, Joy, what's our QWERTY challenge?
Our challenge is, and we've said this so many times, but we're going to say it again, evaluate yourself. You're gonna think that's all we ever say. So ask yourself these questions. I've got a few questions for you to kind of think over and force yourself to give candid answers, okay? Be honest with yourself. That's the most important thing with this. Nobody's going to read it. We're not going to stand over your shoulder and read this. In fact, this would be something that would be perfect for you to journal about this week. I'm a huge proponent for journals and journaling. And that's a whole other topic. But anyway, so here are the questions. First off, who am I at my core? And who or what defines me? Okay, and that's going to be different for different people. But that's the first question. Those are the first two questions, but I think that they go together. Yes. Did you have a question?
I wanted to add a little something to this because it says, who am I at my core? The reason this question is in the QWERTY challenge is that if your self-identity is hinging on others' reactions to your creative endeavor, you are going to be hurt a lot because everybody's perspective is different, especially on art. Art is so speculative. It is dependent upon people's personalities paired with their life experiences, if they're going to like your thing or not, you know? So I think that hinging your self-identity on the products of your creative endeavors is very, very dangerous. That's what I had to say.
That was very good. Yes. So once you figure that out, and this could be something that you've already answered, okay? And that's great if you have. But for a lot of people, you know, maybe you haven't answered this. And this is just one of those things that is going to help in so many different ways. Then the second set of questions, it's another pair of questions that just kind of go together. Ask yourself, what do I have to do? Like, absolutely just, I have to do this thing. And what brings you the greatest fulfillment? And chances are they're going to be the same thing. And that's kind of what we're getting toward. But it's like the questions that May was asking herself. And she allowed herself to say, not a writer, to this. You know, so she allowed herself that. So she got a candid answer. And then finally, the third question, can I do anything else and still find that fulfillment? Okay, so once you've answered all of these questions very honestly, you've taken the time to think through it, then you can turn your answers, and especially if it turns out to be your answer is this creative thing, it's what you want to do ultimately, with all of these other things about yourself, then you can turn your answers into some sort of reminder question. Like May and I have our own little questions that we ask in our own little voices. And so you can turn yours into your reminder question or your mantra or whatever the thing happens to be for you that will stoke your determination on those days when you're tired and your other motivation isn't working. And maybe those external things around you that you've used to motivate you, they aren't there. And so you need something more and something that's right there. So.
Yeah. Do it yourself.
There you go.
Okay, that's all we have for you today, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you are able to pinpoint your motivation so you can keep doing your thing. Absolutely. So we will talk to you next week.
Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think Pretty Writing Life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY Writing Life rocks ice for real,
oh my word,
please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.